Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, October 12th, 2014. My name is Sucharita, and I am facilitating these weekly, free weekly calls that we can join together with members from around the world who happen to come across Dr. Bly's teachings, or maybe they are in a program already, one of the programs that are offered through Pillai Center. Or maybe you're just overwhelmed with all the things that are going on with Dr. Pillai, forever moving so quickly around the world and introducing us to more and more teachings. And then there's webcasts and there's hangouts and there's YouTubes and so many teachings. And always he says, this is the best teaching. So what to do, right? So that's why we offer this service, so that people can feel a little bit grounded week to week and then just get into a practice. Just try to establish a sense of your spiritual practice and how you can implement that in your daily life. And then, of course, you want to see the results. You don't want to just use spirituality or meditations or chanting or something like a pill. Just to, space out, or even if that is one of the side effects, it's not the main reason. So the main reason, what's the main reason? Well, the main reason is that we are at a time in the world, the whole of humanity as a time is at a very crucial point in the history of humanity, in that there's a turning point, and something inside of each and every one of us has been feeling it maybe since birth, maybe since previous lifetimes, maybe since today, and somewhere in between. So we know something magical is happening, something wonderful is happening, because we can't go on like this. When we look in at the internet, all we see, and in other modes of media, in the papers, in the TV, in the on your smartphones, where news updates, Twitter, all those things, Facebook, social media, it's all blasting so much negativity. And that's real, just as karma is real. And so we're wondering, okay, what is the point of all this? Well, the point of all this is that it's giving us an opportunity to wake up to something different. And then if enough of us do that, which isn't, according to the studies that have been done, it doesn't take much to shift the consciousness. So that's what we're here to do, is do our part to raise the vibration within our own individual selves, and then come collectively as a group together and keep putting out into the ether the sounds that will help to cultivate higher intelligence, well-being, both spiritually and materially. We won't get caught up in the spiral of negativity. So if enough of us do that, which isn't much, again, I think it's like 1% maybe. So it doesn't take much for us to come together and make a difference. And whether you believe it or not, that's fine. We've been participating in this weekly call service for the past 5 months. I think Yagna wrote in the last letter that went out to everybody. And it's amazing how fast time flies, but also the people who share every week to week, you're the ones who are doing the program. You're the ones who are inspiring everyone else. And even if you don't share verbally, just showing up, holding the space for change. What did Dr. Pillai say the other day? Oh, dear. I wanted to share that with you. And I had it in big block letters. Oh, there it is. So we all have a destiny, right? And we have a destiny that plays out every day. And Dr. Pillai is the master who says, I have the tools to change your destiny. And so he just put out a quote the other day, and it said, destination is just a space that gives you the intelligence necessary for the revelation of a greater truth. So in a nutshell, We are destined to create space so that a higher intelligence can come in and show each and every one of us what that is inside of us. And that is the truth. And then when we live the truth and collectively we come together and we share in that truth, then the truth shall set us free, as they say, you know. It's like if you are talking to people in your community, your family, and you just go, something's not right here. The energy just doesn't feel right. Or it's tickling my funny bone. Or, ugh, that feels really horrible. Then you know at that level there's a truth to it, but then you have to choose how you're going to live in that particular circumstance. So we've been sharing along the way what we can do in order for us to navigate, tap into the energies of the week, and then govern ourselves accordingly. So today I was very happy to start a in-house or in-person group timeline jumping program. So everybody came together here in Gurgaon, India. That's where I am right now, stationed here for some time. And the group has been really, they've been meeting week to week, just like you and I do and everyone else does week to week here. And they've been showing up in person, so diligent and so thirsty or hungry for this knowledge, and then seeing the transformation, seeing the light transform their lives, different areas of their lives. And as they're going along, you know, the Dr. Pillai had come to India and he'd said, these guys need the timeline jumping. And it's an online program, so I was like, oh my goodness, how am I going to do this? So we just started it today, and everyone is joining the timeline online. But then we will collectively come together as a community and then have an open discussion, talk about things that work for people, give share tips and tools, things like that. And so we'll have that going at the same time as we're doing this. So if you haven't yet thought about going into the timeline jumping program, please rethink it again. It's fantastic. I couldn't believe it. The energy that was felt by everyone and their ability to stay in a full meditation, not really having too much experience with Dr. Pillai. So it said to me that this, you don't need any prerequisite to jump into this program, because the timeline jumping program that's offered through Pillai Center right now is a modified version of the full year program of the Light Body Enhanced program, which is a pretty intense program. So I was thinking, oh, you know, how are they going to handle the energy? So the timeline jumping program that's offered, it's an 8-week program online, or you can do it as fast as you want or slow as you want. It's recommended you do it for 8 weeks. And then just use the meditations and the practices to help you to set your goals for what it is that you want to accomplish in 8 weeks. And so they were able to hold the light. And then at the end of the meditation, we opened up the discussion. And they had said, they had shared, oh, wow, I went really deep. Things cleared from me that I haven't been able to clear. I was able to get, like, physically, they felt blocks, pain being released from them, sinuses in their head being cleared, you know, that they haven't been able to clear with other meditations prior to this. And then also clarity in their the issues that they're facing in life. They said, oh, I know how to deal with this. And so it was like instantaneous enlightened areas of their life had been blown open through this process, through the meditation. So I recommend anyone who is interested in having a huge breakthrough really fast, the Timeline Jump is a great program to put into your daily practice. So that's what we did there. And then when I was thinking about everyone here, because not everyone can afford the timeline jumping program right now, or maybe another paid program through Ply Center, what we can do is we can do an even more modified version of the techniques. And we have been doing them all along, different versions of getting into the space of receptivity where there's timelessness, where you can go and be in that state of union with the divine. And not everybody understands that. And trust me, I don't fully understand it either. I'm just as new as the newest person at this. So what I'd like to invite everyone to do is to, when they're going into their meditation, which is going to happen in a couple of minutes, as soon as I stop talking, I'll be talking through the meditation. But so when you're going into this particular meditation that we're going to do, because we want to jump to another state of consciousness or unveil a layer of consciousness that's kind of like glue or goo, and it's in the way of you seeing clearly. And then an energy will come in. And so I'm just going to leave it at that so that you can experience it while we're going through the meditation. And again, from previous weeks, people tend to, you know, they just go somewhere. They go flying off somewhere. They leave their body, they leave their mind, all their worries behind. However, in the past couple of weeks, I've been inviting people just to stay with, if you've been practicing for a long time and if it's something that you want to do, so that you can be a witness to the transformation process that is going on. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to strain yourself and, oh, geez, I missed that part of it. Just come and go. If you need to totally space out today, great. You just need that. Do what you need to do. However, I invite you to follow along and then go to the different body parts that I'll be guiding you to go have a look at, put some light in there, maybe a color, a mantra, something like that, maybe a vision of an object. We can go ahead and you can do that. And someone said to me, Sujita, I didn't understand. I couldn't watch. I couldn't follow blue light. I didn't see blue light. But all I felt were flames burning and burning inside of me. And I was like getting frustrated because I could hear you saying this blue light is burning away your karma. And I just think it's so great because literally he wanted to see the blue, but meanwhile the thing that needed to be done was being done. So what does that mean? Just do what you do. You show up, you go into the meditation, however it's supposed to unfold for you, let it to unfold for you. There is no right or wrong, because once we close our eyes, the world around us doesn't know what goes on inside. Only we know what goes on inside. And whatever the divine has to do to show us what's going on inside is a part of their transformation process, part of the cleansing, part of bringing in new energy, part of connecting you to the divine or your higher self or God self or archetypal beings who are constantly around us. Once we get into a state of meditation, some people might feel energy around you and it feels really good and protective. Great. That's kind of like your guardian angel. So there's always in your life, in all of every human soul's life, there are protective beings. So tune into those protective beings. So many times we tune into the negativity, but just fine-tune it a little bit more and then invite whatever energy or protective being or guardian angel, whoever it is that you resonate with and that just know that they are hugging you and protecting you and keeping you from any negativity while you're meditating. You can tune into that. It even more so, tune into the inside. Dr. Pillai is always saying the meditations, okay, you visualize this. That means go inside. Your vision is within. So Let's get into the practice, and then we can open the line for sharing once we come out of our meditation. Thanks for joining. Those of you who need to go, you can listen to the rest of the recording that will be posted to the blog if you'd like to do that. You can stay too as well. It's great to hear from the community about their experiences maybe during this meditation or from the week prior or weeks prior. That helps to inspire everyone. We had some great sharing last week, even though our call was short and sweet, as Yagna had written in the newsletter. Because we had to jump on a call with, it was a Google Hangout with Dr. Pillai, which was really powerful. So if you haven't watched that yet, you can go on to Pillai Center and then watch the recorded hangout. And it's got a great meditation in there, which we'll do here in the program down the road. But for some reason, Lord Murga's energy wanted to come in and empower people, clear some karmas. So we'll work on that for the next couple of weeks, and then we will be prepared. So when Skandashasti comes, it will be really empowered and be able to relate to what that is all about. For those of you who don't know, or for those of you who know and you want to get a deeper understanding or experience. So let's open the line and see if we have any questions or comments about the meditation. You know what to do, and if you don't, press star 6 and you will be. Yeah, so you'll be able to ask your question or share your comment by pressing star 6. Yeah, who's this? Hi.
This is Susan. Can you hear me?
I sure can, Susan. How are you?
Thank you. And I just want to thank you so much for that very, very powerful meditation. I'm very new to Dr. Pillai and his teachings. However, I did do the timeline jumping course online, and I also had the privilege of going to New York City for his event.
We haven't heard from anybody. Will you tell us how it was? What was it like for you, Susan?
Well, it was so powerful that I almost have hardly any memory of it, other than that it was so powerful. I felt massively changed because of it. So I'm going to switch to another phone. My phone, the battery's about to go, so just bear with
me. Okay.
But
sure.
It was beyond anything I could have comprehended. So that's what I would say to anybody: to do the timeline jumping course. If you're hearing this, please do it. Because, but what I wanted to say to you is that I'm going to switch phones. Hang on.
Okay.
I've gotten a little bit overwhelmed and discouraged because it's like the song that never ends. It's sort of like, oh, now I need to do this, and I've been doing the fire labs and things like that. But you have really brought it back into clarity and inspiration to just keep trying and doing it, and if it's in small steps to do that. But I just wanted to say thank you so much for helping me today, because this really brought it back into, like, I can do this. I will be able to do it. I was crying during your meditation because the power of all of you and just constantly giving to us is just so overwhelming to me. I'm in constant gratefulness to all of you. So that's mainly what I would like to say to you.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you. It's just beyond a blessing. I just cry with gratefulness, sort of like, how have I gotten so lucky? And So thank you very much for everything.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I don't want you to jump quite yet unless you have to go.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So the you said that you went and you saw Dr. Pillai in person.
Yes.
How was that for you, being new, and then you saw him? Like, that's...
Well, I would... I wish I could do everything, because that's how this has clicked. Like, oh my God, like this is beyond, this is like hitting the godzillion millionaire lottery or something. And it's like I wished I could have gone to Florida, because being in his presence was so humbling. And yet, like I'm saying, just being with him, I knew it was a chance of a lifetime. I live in Pennsylvania and kept fooling around with how could I get there and did I have the money and blah, blah, blah. But it's just, you know, like I wish I were living in India with you. I mean, that's how this is just, it's just, I want to travel there. I'm just so drawn to all of the activities. But being in his presence, there's absolutely no words for that. I just, it was divine.
Wow. Well, I know it's not a very easy thing to describe, and I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but it's you said you're relatively new to Dr. Pillai and the teachings, and a lot of people are who come onto this program, so it's really great to hear your experience, and also you will feel like, oh my God, there is so much energy and what to do with it all.
Yes.
And I just wanted to speak to that a little bit, to the community as well,
okay.
Is that that's why we go, and something inside of us says, go, get the big, empowerment. And then in your life, start to set your goals. So the timeline jumping is a really good program because it helps you to set goals.
Yes.
And set goals that are realistic for you and not something that's way down the road. You know, so and once you start to set goals and then you do the practice every day, it's only like a 20-minute practice. And I think there's even like a 1-minute practice and a 5-minute practice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even if you set your beeping watch or your phone for one every hour, you could just do the 1-minute practice every hour. And then if you're up for 12 or 16 hours of the day, you've done it for at least 12 minutes, 16 minutes. Cumulative, you know, when you add it all up.
Yeah.
But then you'll be like thirsty and you'll say, oh, I'm going to, instead of going for my, you know, lunch, I can listen to the 20 minute and then have my lunch too.
Right.
So it starts to really bring in a higher level of understanding what we're here to do, each and every one of us, is to cleanse from the inside, mm-hmm. get empowered from the inside, and get rid of all those things that we tend to look outside and say, well, it's his fault or her fault or,
right.
you know, blame or guilt or all those things that Dr. Pillai talks about and helps us to remove from our lives.
Mm-hmm.
In this program, didn't you find it falling, those things falling off much easier?
Unbelievable. My priorities have shifted so much. And easily, that was even more interesting, is that this is, you know, but it's, and it's not like it's like, oh no, I have to do this. It's like, wow, this is the priority, this is the moment. I talk to Dr. Pillai all the time to help me make sure that my priorities are, you know, I know that sounds sort of funny, but I do. And I get that guidance, and activities that I thought I used to have to participate in, that's just totally fallen away. Anyways, I'm so grateful for you as my family.
Aww.
That's the biggest thing, is I met Jay Rada, and
I just
felt like well, of course we're all interconnected, and like she's been a friend forever and things like that. So it's been wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing, Susan. And
thank you.
Yeah, please do again.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right, take care. Have a great week.
Thank you. Do you want me to put star six so somebody else can talk?
Oh, you can keep talking if you want.
Oh, no. Do I need to do that so somebody else can get on the line?
Yeah, please. Please,
okay,
go ahead.
Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. Yeah, so that's great to hear. Not only about the timeline jumping, but meeting Dr. Pillai in person, and if you can, there's also his birthday trip is coming up, and it's far enough away, October now, so his birthday trip is usually around the end of January, beginning of February, and I'm not sure if it's on PlyCenter yet, but so October, November, December, January. So you have 3 months. And I've done it all. I've done those kinds of trips where I'm like, oh, I can't go, and something keeps pulling me. And I've been a last-minute kind of gal, you know, going to get my visa and things like that. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, why do I have to make it such a drama? I should just listen from the beginning and get everything done ahead of time and go, because there's quite a few things that you need to do with the, if you do choose to go, or you say, I want to give myself this Christmas gift to myself, to go to India, be with Dr. Pillai on his birthday, meet with the people from around the world. And that's a really transformative experience as well. Because we never know when he's going to do like a.
Hello.
It was such a surprise. Yeah, who's this?
It's Wing.
Hey, Wing.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks. So when you have those, it keeps telling me experiences.
Yeah.
Those are, you know, in TM they used to call them supportive nature, but. They're all over the place, actually, when you as you meditate and refine your mind, you'll find that just daily walking through things, maybe it doesn't happen every day, but kind of depends on you know, how close you are to the particle mind, you might say, how finely discriminative your mind is, and that happens over time with meditation, that you'll get clues as to things to do and things not to do, and you'll find that you go to do something and it's like somehow you experience resistance, it's blocked, it doesn't work for some reason, or other times just the opposite, that it just, you know, it's almost pushing you. So it's always good to take those clues and those cues, because that's sort of you responding to what nature is sort of guiding you to. And when you respond to that, it makes it more powerful. When you ignore it, if you ignore it enough, it'll go away, and then you're sort of back to square one. That was just a comment on your how it was telling you and telling you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You should know better. Should just have to tell you one time. Well, right?
I'm always like a newbie.
Well, I guess we all are in some respects. Great movie, by the way. If you want to watch it and see a demonstration of some of the sutras of Patanjali that take place. It's an old movie. It's been around for quite a while, since the early 80s. It's The Golden Child with, of all people, Eddie Murphy.
Okay, I've seen it, yeah.
Yeah, and there's some pretty good spots in it, but it's got some neat spiritual stuff, so people can watch that if they want. There's a whole bunch of, you know, spiritual sort of related movies like that. Maybe not a whole bunch, but there's a few, so that's one of them. I was going to mention that because I happened to catch this YouTube video of Dr. Pillai saying that the deepest benefit of meditation is the silence. And because that's where you it becomes infused in you and you learn to operate from that level. And one of the important things is that that's why you close the eyes to meditate when you have the option to do that. I mean, you don't want to sit to consciously meditate with your eyes open, but, you know, I mean, there's a times during the day when you can use the mantras, you know, while you're in the waking state, but when you're going to consciously sit to meditate, the reason you close the eyes is that about 90% of the brain activity comes from light entering the eyes. So that's the reason for closing them, is it shuts down that activity. Personally, I like to use some kind of shield over my light, over my eyes. Some people could use like a sleep mask, or for me, I get a ski cap that has a little built-in sweatband, so it really blocks the light, and that works pretty well. And I find that I get a deeper experience that way, since I'm blocking out the light. The other thing is that certain brain chemicals, melatonin and DMT, which is the pineal gland expression, both of those come from the pineal gland, those won't get secreted unless light is blocked. So, you know, that might be helpful for people, you know, if they choose to do it. So that's just my comments.
Ah, great comments, Wayne. It reminds me of, the thing that you said about the movies to watch, because we always seem to, well, I shouldn't say always, but there seems to be a pattern when we get on the path that there's a tendency to go into our practices full on, and then we get swayed by, you know, the old way of being, and that's okay. But if you can read more books on spirituality or entertain yourself with these kind of spiritual movies, that would be easier on your consciousness than to switch from, you know, big crash bang beat 'em up entertaining movies that they have there, you know, on right now. As Dr. Pillai says, you know, you can go and do that, but it really, what you'll find and what I found is that if I go to one of those movies, my whole nervous system gets rocked. It's not that I'm scared or anything, but on a very deep level, I can feel like, oh my God, I just exposed myself to this. It's just like so violating. And because I'm so fine-tuned to the subtleties of meditation and things like that. So if you are feeling that, I invite you to, you know, take care of yourself and maybe, you know, wean yourself off of those kinds of things. And it's not just like the war movies or the guns and all that stuff. It's the loud noise of the movie theater. You know, well, they give you that sounds around and just blast your senses.
That's right. It's really important to realize that not just ourselves, because we are, you know, more awake, we actually, whether people on the path choose to realize or not, you are more powerful. You are operating from a more powerful level. And but it's true of everybody. The whole consciousness of people when they're in the movie theater is that is being absorbed, and then it vibrates out into the atmosphere. And for that reason, you know, my own recommendation is don't watch horror movies. Don't watch anything that is, you know, creating monsters or creating, you know, negativity through fear. All that then radiates back out into the environment, and you create that. The movies are not just, you're not just innocently watching. You're participating in something which is bringing that into the consciousness, and then which has a tendency to get created in the atmosphere, and that's just totally opposite of what we're about. So it's, you need to think about those things because they're, you know, they might sound innocent, and your friend next to you who isn't aware of that may say, oh, that's just silliness, but it actually is not. It's really not good stuff. And by the way, I thought of another something that people might be interested in reading. It was written in 1905 by a man last name of Braun, B-R-A-U-N, and it was one of my first spiritual books. My mom was involved in divine science, which was, or religious science, which sort of an offshoot of Christian Science, and she had a lot of metaphysical books, and this was in them. It was not, it's a series of five books. This fellow went to India, and he traveled through there, and it's a fairly well-known series of books. It's The Life and Teachings of the Masters of the Far East. And a lot of it, there's five volumes. They're still available, probably at Amazon. You can get them, I imagine. But they, four of the volumes are sort of deal with teachings that these yogis are conveying from the word of Christ, because he was there at one time, and they were bringing those words out. But one of the books is the story of this, of Braun, as he meets these people, and he goes to India, and he's looking for them, but he has no idea where they are, who they are, how to find them. He just knows he wants to get in touch with them, and he goes, and a man comes up to him on the street and tells him to go back to his room. So he goes back to his room, and he opens the door and goes in, and locks the door behind him, and he turns around. There's a guy standing there, and he has no idea how the guy got in, because he himself just got in. And the fellow is one of these people also, and he tells him, you know, go and meet at such and such a place, and we're going to go on a caravan, and we're going to show you some things. And so he says, okay, and he turns around to do something, and the guy's gone. So it's already you're experiencing some of the sutras and some of the magic of, that these people exhibit. And even though I was only 11 or 12 when I read it, I just had no doubt that it was the absolute truth, that it wasn't fantasy. So it might be something interesting if people are drawn in that direction to read.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thanks so much for sharing.
Sure.
Anything else, Wayne?
No, I think that's it for now.
All right. How was the meditation?
Meditation was good. Last week was good. I think I woke up and everybody was gone last week.
Oh, yeah, because we exited very quick.
Yeah, I was like, I looked up, I listened, and it was like 20 minutes after 9 or so, and nothing. And so then I realized that the hangout was on. In fact, is it this morning also? Is there one with Dr. Pillai?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right. I'll depart here and let somebody else speak.
Okay, great.
All right.
Have a
Bye-bye.
Great week.
You too.
Okay, well, I'm just looking at that right now. Maybe there is. Health Goddess Hangout, I think, is...
Hi, Shutarita.
Hi, who's this?
This is Brenda.
Hey, Brenda, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say that I went to the Goddess Seminar in Boca Raton, and it was fabulous. Everybody was so happy, and I was really happy, and when I wished for little things, they occurred.
Seriously? What was it like to... meet Dr. Plyer? Had you seen him before?
I've seen him before, but when he's around, like, you can just feel it, even though he's not standing near you. There's like this energy field or something. It feels different to me, at least.
Uh-huh.
And it was wonderful. Anyway, while I was there, a friend of mine in Europe called up, and I was kind of just lounging around in my room, and she said, "What happened to you? You look completely different."
Wow. Now, Brenda, were you sitting on the fence to going to Boca Raton, or you had?
I wanted to go really badly. It was like an opportunity. Yeah, I wasn't.
Oops.
Oops.
Hello.
Am I still there?
Yeah, there you are.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I was closing up a cottage, and I had to step on the gas to get back in time, to get back to Florida from Michigan.
Oh, my gosh.
But I was so happy I did. It was just a wonderful, wonderful thing. And
wow.
I learned a lot. And then when I got back, I think my house wants me to upgrade it or something because a lot of things.
What? Upgrade the house.
Yes. It wants to be better for the goddess or something. I don't know. Anyway. And so I didn't do my program net regularly, but I did it this morning. And then when I stood up, I could stand up straighter than I've stood up in years. I just naturally did, even though I always try to.
Wow. So which program are you in?
Well, I just did the meditation that Dr. Pillai gave us on the course.
Okay, great. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, so you're doing the meditation that he gave you at the seminar, right?
Right. But when I came back, I didn't do it that regularly, but I did it this morning, and I had a positive result afterwards. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Anything else that was it a nice place? Were you surprised that you were... felt like you were with kindred souls, or were you a little scared or apprehensive, or did you just find it was just mix and mingle and have fun?
Okay, when I went into the place, it was so over the top, and I've been to some lovely hotels, but this one was unbelievable. You had to go through security twice to register.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was so amazingly huge and beautiful that I almost hid under the stairs at first.
Okay.
Then Dr. Pillai explained that he didn't choose the place, the goddess chose it. And
right.
I can see why, because everybody there couldn't be more helpful and kinder and nicer, and the place couldn't be more beautiful and clean and gorgeous and expansive. And, if I walked out and it was raining, somebody held an umbrella over my head. Well, I got to
fabulous.
And they had shuttles that picked us up. I stayed in a different hotel, also on the premise. But the shuttle, you could see it on the GPS system next to where you were standing, and it would be like 9 minutes away. And all of a sudden, I would want it to be there. And then, there it was, a minute later.
Interesting.
It happened a couple times. And at one point, I was supposed to meet up with someone from the Pillai Center, one of the persons, and I had the wrong number. And I called the desk to find her room number, and I didn't have it, and I didn't know her name, actually, just knew her spiritual name. Mm-hmm. So I hung up, and I thought, what am I going to do now? And then I turned around, and Dr. Pillai was standing right next to me, behind me, and took me to her room.
Dr. Pillai took you to her room.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, Brenda. You're saying it so casually. How was it?
Okay, it was amazing. I mean, well, actually, she walked out, but he was, like, starting to take me. He said, I know where it is. I'll take you. And it was like, oh, my goodness. And it was like, it happened instantly. Like, I don't know. He wasn't there, and then I turned around, and there he was.
Oh, my gosh.
So then I acted like an idiot, and I was babbling on about, oh, Dr. Pillai, I've looked for years and years and years, and you're the only person I could find that was honest and sincere. And,
aww.
And then it was so sweet. And then he said something back to me that was really nice. So.
Aww. That's gold, right?
Yes, yes. The program was, everybody got so happy, and we were all very in sync. And everybody had started at a different point. They'd like been meditating for years, or they were like myself, had done TM, or they just started like last summer. It was amazing, and everybody just had the most beautiful time together. It was just wonderful, and we all felt like we got so much out of it.
Oh, so fantastic. I can hear it in your voice. You're like a giggling little girl.
I am.
Oh, it's so awesome. No, I'm just saying that's the excitement that one gets to experience in life that carries you through all, you know, year after year when you just find this path. And if you're blessed enough, in my humble opinion, it's an incredible journey. And things will happen in a very magical way. You know, people stress out and they try to, you know, call people to make appointments with Dr. Pillai. And I've always shared with people over the years that you never know. You could just be walking out of a bathroom or just like you did. You just turn and there he is. You know, so it's wonderful. It's so wonderful that you had that experience. And I hope that inspires people who are listening as well. If you are, if anyone is, you know, wondering if I should go to this trip or go here or go there, Brenda's telling you she was closing up her cottage in on the other side of the States and then going down to Florida all at once. That's incredible. That's the goddess calling. Are you there? Did I follow?
Yes. It was just beyond my expectations, so I'm very happy I went.
Oh, well, good luck to you, and keep up with your practice. You know, even if, like you said, you haven't been doing it, but now just do it when you can. There's no hard and fast rules, and then once you get into a routine, you'll just find it's really easy. You'll want to do it all the time.
Yeah. I just feel like my life is rearranging itself, so it'll be easy to do.
Fantastic. Anything else, Brenda?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for sharing. That was great.
Bye now.
Okay, take care. Yeah, these are great stories. And I wanted to hear how it was at the seminar, either in New York and Florida, because we hadn't been able to share about it with the shortened program last week. So thanks for doing that, Brenda. Yeah, who's there? I don't know what's going on, it sounds like. Is the line still open? Oh dear.
Yeah, the line's open.
Okay, thanks so much. Thank you. All right, anyone else wants to share about their practices or questions that they have about any practice or anything that's coming up? Let's see what's coming up. Oh, yeah, who's it?
Hi, my name's Michelle. I'm in Atlanta. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. How are you? Welcome.
Very fine, thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you for leading me on Sunday morning. It's really a wonderful way to kind of start off the week. And I haven't been very consistent in the last several months, but I was able to start getting consistent with my schedule again. So I appreciate you being here and doing that for us.
Great. Welcome.
Thank you. I actually have a question for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed in recent, I'm going to say weeks, but it may have been longer than recent weeks, because I also will take and meditate each morning before I get up and start moving and going to work and things like that. Just a little short meditation to kind of get my head right before the day starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed it again today, my shoulders have become extraordinarily uncomfortable, very tight.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems, I don't know if it's that in the meditative state I am noticing it. And this is actually a state that I'm constantly in, and I'm only noticing it when I, you know, am in a meditative state, or if this is something is happening there with the meditation. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's a great question, Michelle, and it's very common in that if you can just imagine, you know the saying, you carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. We all do, right? Mm-hmm. So once we start to meditate and we go inside, we start to have physical, where the pain is building up physically and where it needs to be released. And so it's common that the karma gets stored in the shoulders and in the neck. So mm-hmm. when we do, you know, the meditations, that will help to, you know, really put shed light on it. So what I can recommend for you, and other people can jump in too, when we do our practices, our karma busting practices, you can take a lime or a lemon, and you can roll it on the shoulders, and then just imagine that energy being released from the shoulders, and then you can just, as you're doing it, for it'll only take a couple of minutes, but as you're doing it and you're feeling that negativity being absorbed into the lemon, as you're saying Tirna Lakantam or Tirni Lakantam Makal Sivayanama, those are the karma busting sounds that will also help to activate that process and take more out of you energetically. You can, maybe thoughts will come to you like your worries or something that somebody you haven't thought about for a while. So there's an energy force that can be kind of weighing you down. So it can, as Wayne was saying, you can get cues and clues about what's mm-hmm. going on in your natural surroundings. Also, we want to make sure that maybe if you're at a desk like I am all day, I find myself by the end of the day, I'm hunched over like a C curve, you know. And so I have to really take care and make sure that my posture is much better throughout the day, and then you know, do some yoga, take more water. So we start to, on the path, as we start to meditate more, we start to take care of ourselves, you know, our physical selves, our mental selves, our emotional selves, intellectual selves. So we want to feed all those parts of our aspects of ourself to, you know, the proper kinds of foods, the proper kinds of thoughts, you know, the activity, all those things. So if the body part is alerting you to say, hey, pay attention, then you got to kind of tune in and say, okay, what is it telling me? And then, you know, you might need to get some massage, or you might need to go and get some physio, or you may have had a history of accident that mm-hmm. now that energetic congestion is being released from you.
Okay.
So I don't really want to say anything because it could be a personal thing, but in a group discussion, these are the kinds of things that I can share with you. So you can do the rolling of the lime, and then afterwards you just cut it and throw it out. And it's tremendous relief. Or you can take a coconut, that's even better, and then roll it around the shoulders. It might seem strange to people who are listening to this for the first time, but these are the scientific tools, that spiritual tools that Dr. Pillai said the science of the siddhas is, these are the tools that you use to get rid of pain related to heavy karmas. So that's what I would recommend. If anyone else would like to jump in and say something, please go ahead and do that. But is there anything else, Michelle?
Well, as an aside, two little asides. One is the other gentleman was talking about not watching things that are that kind of feed the fear mentality and kind of help to kind of perpetuate that. Many, many years ago, I won't say how many, some years ago when I was nursing my very first baby, it was when the Somalia famines were on the news constantly.
Mm.
And I found myself utterly heartbroken, and I cried constantly watching the news because I was distressed that I was able to be so healthy and so fortunate here in the United States with good health care, and I just had this beautiful baby girl and I could nurse my baby, and it just broke my heart to see these images constantly of these women who were too emaciated to even nurse their babies. And that at that time I decided I cannot sit down and just watch these these horrible things all day. I can listen to it on the news. I can stay aware of what's going on around the world. I can listen to it on the radio. But seeing the images, I personally found was just too much for me. And it made it easier for me to continue moving through life without that fear and anxiety all the time. So I do believe that he's right on point with that. But the second aside is actually about the Lyme cleansing. If it does sound weird to anyone, I came upon Dr. Ply's teachings. I don't believe in coincidence. There's no such thing, in my opinion. So I was led to Dr. Ply's teachings about 5 years ago. And at the time, or shortly after I came upon his teachings, he put out a 90-day challenge to do this Lyme cleansing or lemon cleansing every day for 90 days. And at that time, I was struggling financially, and I was having a great deal of trouble finding a full-time job. And I said, well, it can't hurt. And I did this cleansing, this Lyme cleansing every night before I went to sleep for 90 days. And about halfway through, not quite halfway through, I got a full-time job with a great little software company here in the Atlanta area, and have been able to make great progress financially in a relatively short time, and in terms of my career in a relatively short time. So if anybody thinks it's weird or doesn't think it helps, I am a living testament to the fact that it does. So just wanted to put that out there. Thank you again. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you, Michelle. And I hope that since you've had this great congratulations, by the way, of getting a full-time job after half of the time of doing it, right?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what people think. It's up to you whether you really, as you said, what it can't hurt you, you know. So, try it on your shoulders and let us know how it goes.
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, Michelle. Take care.
You too.
Thanks. Have a great week. Someone else jumped in there.
Sutrita, it's Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
I have a couple comments on that.
Sure.
As far as the karma removal, it's, and her comment, her statement about not doubting, that's important. Some people are just going to say, well, out of hand, that it's ridiculous, but you don't know till you try, and so it's better not to doubt. That just interferes with the process. Then her observation of the atrocities and horrible things that we see around us in the world, and how it can affect, and, you know, if you're breastfeeding, for sure don't do that, because those events not only create a mental and you know, level of consciousness environment, but they also create a chemical environment. So if you're breastfeeding, don't even think about those kinds of things. Avoid them altogether, because it can put chemicals in the breast milk that are unhealthy, not to mention the chemicals that are in you that are going to have to be released through meditation, of course, and other cleansing techniques. But you have to remember that those kinds of things that are occurring in the world, reprehensible as they are, and not to be tolerated if possible, they are also the karma of those people. They have done something in some past life that brought that experience to them. They have mistreated someone else. They have done something horrible, and there's been lots of horrible events over the thousands and thousands of years of Kali Yuga that have come about, and part of that coming back to you of things that you've done is to help awaken you. So, yeah, it's very painful, very difficult to watch, and so just don't watch it. But it doesn't mean that, it, like she said, everything, she doesn't believe that things happen for, you know, by accident. It's not happening by accident to them either. One interesting thing that occurred, I talked at some previous time about the power of meditation and how the TM movement had done some studies on the effect of people's consciousness on the environment, and they found that when there was 1% of the population of a city meditating, that there was a decrease in crime and hospitalization and sickness of, by about 10 to 11%. And that those people who had taken the more advanced courses of the cities, that in those cases the measurement showed that it was 1% of the population, or the square root of 1% of the population, that had the effect, so much more powerful. One time, Maharishi, who was the leader of TM, was concerned because there was a big hurricane headed toward Texas and coming up through Texas and into Dallas. That was the path that was predicted. So he had everybody that was able to receive the communication to simultaneously practice their program and have an intention to get, you know, to stop that hurricane or to turn it or do something. And so that indeed is what happened. It came up a short way, and then suddenly it turned away and went away from where there was any populated areas. Now, you know, very tough to measure that. You can only say that it can be measured by other work that they did, which showed that there was an effect on the environment. But it is possible to change things of a horrible nature to you know, coming to people in areas like Somalia or any other place, just by doing the program that we do has some effect. And I'll just relate one quick other story about that that has nothing to do with any people that are meditating, but there's a gentleman named Art Bell who had a program named Coast to Coast AM, and they still has the program, but he's not doing it anymore. So another fellow does it. But Art was saying that as an experiment one time, and he always, the program came on late at night, like from 10 till 10 at night till 3 in the morning or something like that. So he would have people, just as an experiment, he did this about 10 or 11 times, and he would have everybody focus on bringing rain to an area where there was drought. And he said, In every case that he did this, it worked. That rain came to that area, and sometimes it was so much rain that it was a flood. And these were areas where there had been no rain for 3, 4, 5 years or more. So the power of consciousness is very powerful, and it doesn't have to be necessarily with people who are meditating. It's just that they have the benefit of having a key into a level of consciousness that makes them more powerful. And anyway, that's my comments on some of the things she was saying.
Great sharing. Thanks again, Wayne.
Sure.
Hey, Sucharita.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Brenda again. I just wanted to add one more thing.
Sure.
Like right now in Fly Center, they're advertising sessions with Nambu Nayaki.
Yes.
Okay, so I did do that. I got initiated, and Dr. Fly instrumental in helping me find the room for Nambu Nayaki. So anyway, that was wonderful. And I have to say that while I was being initiated, I had like physical sensations in my body, and then the person who does it, also called Nambu Nayaki spiritually, like she said that the goddess was telling her things about me, and then not in words, but then when she told me what she was saying, it was completely, completely correct.
Like, fantastic.
Right. For example, I was afraid I was getting too much vitamin C, so I cut out fruit a while back, and then it was mentioned that I needed more vitamin C and things like that. I mean, that nobody would have any knowledge of except myself.
And so you decided to do get the initiation. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? So is it a one-hour session? Is it how do you do it?
Oh, okay. So it's really easy. It's really simple. You have a choice of sitting up or lying down. And, of course, I felt more like lying down, so I reclined. And then she had an altar set up, and she offered what Nambu Naiki likes, which was water and turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
And then all she did was say a mantra over me, and I was just floating around in space. I mean, I heard the mantras, but I couldn't, like, focus. But I was having sensations in some areas of my body. And then we took a break in between, and then she initiated me again, where all I did was have to lie there and listen. And then she said that the goddess was telling her things that I needed in my life, and it was amazingly correct. And also, when I go to the doctor, what to ask them to look at, and then also tell me what was good about. I had been semi-vegetarian for years and years and years, so my cholesterol, apparently, there's no cholesterol around my heart, things like that that were comforting to hear. And
fantastic.
Yeah, and told me to go back and do yoga. And I used to do yoga every day, but I quit about 20 years ago. So I really do need it because I'm older and I'm going to get stiff if I don't.
Right.
Or I'm a little stiff. I need to get a little stiff.
Get a little bit loosened up there, sister.
Anyway, I highly recommend it if you have health problems. That I found it very beneficial. And
so go ahead.
Oh, my health problems actually are minor at this point, but I would say that it spoke directly to what I needed to do.
So do you feel like that is that you were empowered through this initiation, and that you feel the goddess growing, like that energy growing in you? Or is it more of it's brought to your attention the things that you need to pay attention to in your body or in your, you know, dietary intake or exercise, things like that, your lifestyle choices? Or is it a combination of everything?
I'd say it was the combination. When I got back, everything in my home was rather in disarray. Shall we say? So I'm getting a lot of new things. Anyway, it must be that the home, as I said, wants to upgrade itself. So I've used the meditation a couple of times, and I could feel like a connection. And it wasn't as strong as when I was there, but I feel like I backslid a little bit when I came back, and I was disoriented for a week while I ordered new stuff. When I first came back, I went over to collect my mail, and one of the people I saw over there, like, said, "Oh my goodness, you're just glowing." I mean, she didn't even know where I'd been away to a retreat or anything. So it was really powerful, I thought, and I found it beneficial, and I would recommend it for anybody who does have a health problem and also deals with serious health problems. And there's a story you probably heard about when Dr. Pillai's mother was born. She was horribly ill and not expected to live.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard that story? You could maybe tell it. Okay.
No, you can go ahead and tell it.
So his grandfather took his wife and their little baby to this temple. At the time, it was in the jungle, and they had to walk through the jungle and then also walk through a swamp or something, water, to get to this temple. And he he surrendered the little baby to the goddess because the baby wasn't expected to live. And so the mother and the baby stayed there. And after 45 days, the baby was completely well and went home.
Wow. That's
and
which fantastic.
Became the mother of Dr. Pillai. So.
Oh, how lucky are we that she lived.
Yes.
So for your recommendation for people who, did they have to have a health issue, or can they just go and feel a healing on a different level maybe?
Oh, definitely, because I didn't have a serious health issue. I've dealt with health issues, and I didn't really have a serious health issue. I just wanted to go see, since I was there and it was available, and I just heard about it. I didn't really understand very much about it before I went. It just seemed like a good idea, and it was affordable. So I don't have a serious health issue. Like I was told to do yoga and get a personal trainer. So as you can see, my area is I've got to get physically fit. And they mentioned one thing to get checked, and it's amazing because when I was young, I had to take a medication for something minor, but that's what they mentioned again. And I also wore glasses. And when I was in my 20s, my early 20s, or actually when I went away to college, I decided I didn't want those crutches, so I stopped wearing glasses and my eyes got better. And I didn't take this particular recommendation, but maybe now that I'm older, I should. So
she told you should wear glasses?
No, she didn't. She just said that I should get my thyroid checked as well.
Okay. So I'm just clicking on Pillai Center now, and if you go to the events, you can scroll down and then you'll see Nambu Nayaki. And then you can join a program she has that you can get a healing on Skype or phone. It's for 1 hour. And then there's a program that is also associated with her. So please go, not to cut into you, but I was just clicking. I thought, oh, there it is. So you can do it online, too. It doesn't have to be in person. So that's kind of cool.
I just did the one-hour program, but when I get settled here, I want to do the extended program because even though I'm not sick, I am older, and I just found it very beneficial. And I wish this had been available years ago, since one of the themes of my life is everybody passes away.
Well, this is living consciously, right? You're not just succumbing to the aging process, or the, you know, as Dr. Pillai says, we get old, we decay and die. And it's just so, you know, he just says it just like that. And to me, that's like a wake up call. Like, no, that doesn't sound like a good idea. So, it's really great that you had shared about your experience, and I hope it inspires others, because Nambu Nayaki is going to be getting stronger and stronger. That energy is getting stronger and stronger. And Dr. Pillai never puts anything out just randomly. It's because people need it. So if that rings for you or resonates with anyone who's listening, then please go ahead and at least do the session. It sounds like it was really great for you, Brenna.
It was. And I've done a lot of different things in my lifetime, and this is something I highly recommend.
So. Fantastic, fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you wanted to share?
No, that's all. Thanks.
Oh, and thanks for sharing the personal things too, because you know, if people just say, "Oh, it was great," but you shared very specific things, so thank you for that.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
Is this good time? We still have time, or is it too late for sure?
Oh, my goodness. I never end until the questions stop coming.
Hello. This is Olivia.
Olivia, how are you?
I am great. I am beyond great, actually.
Where are you calling from, Olivia?
Canada, Calgary.
Ah, yes, Calgary, Olivia. Okay.
What's going on?
Oh, magic. I came across Dr. Pillai's talk. Actually, it was through different outlet, not even directly from Pillai Center. And when I heard him talking, it was on the Aware show. Since that moment, you know, when I was listening, it was actually on 25th of September, so it's about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And since then, I'm just so ecstasy, you know.
I can hear it in you.
Actually, I have been, I came to this earth, you know, like, I'm meant to be a yoga teacher, so I have been doing three decades of yoga, I have been practicing, but the whole, you know, it's just, I just realized, you know, all events, all my life, and previous lives and this life and life, and so all leads to, you know, divinely to where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And over these 2 weeks, I tell you, I'm kind of speechless a little bit because I feel like I got into this vortex of divine energy that is. It's very fast, and since I started, I just realized I am observing myself, and I tell you, I am watching on YouTube Dr. Pillar. Well, I would call him Baba, but based on what I heard, I learned so much so far in only 2 weeks, and I can't get enough of it. You know, it's just pulls me, and it's like addictive, and I can't stop. I can't stop listening and, you know, watching, looking into his eyes. So I had, you know, I had these incredible experiences actually, even in you know, at night, even in sleep time. I have this very interesting, amazing sensation, you know, in the head. Changes are happening. I have been feeling Kundalini actually for a pretty long time, but this is different, and it almost feels like I am kind of on different level now. But anyway, what I am saying that it's almost like I put everything aside. I am just absorbing like a sponge. Every single thing I can. So I got into the Navaratri. I went through that. I am in this light body, meaning because that's what initially I signed up for, the light body. So I'm just waiting for Eclipta Alba to contact me from Nayanaki. Sorry if I don't pronounce it properly.
Yeah,
so, Nambu. And it's, oh my gosh, my whole body is actually vibrating as I'm talking. And I haven't started the light body yet because I am convinced that I need that Eclipta Alba to start with, you know. But even before I start, I'm starting this light body, my body is already changing. It's just amazing, you know.
I can hear it.
It's like, I tell you, and I love mantras and I love chanting, and it just feels so familiar. It's like I knew this, so on some level I did this before, you know. I know, and so it is just magic. So I just had to share this because it is so intense and so incredibly powerful. And over 2 weeks, as I'm out for hours, literally, I'm just listening and listening and listening and watching and watching and watching. And it just keeps, you know, and it's like a snow, you know, wow. It's like a ball rolling fast. So anyway, I just want to meet him.
You know? You will. It sounds like you're getting prepared for something wonderful like
yes.
that.
I am ready. I'm just thinking, oh, I want to go to India. I went before in 2010, sorry. I went to India, actually, but I would like to go again and really meet him in person.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you're well on your way. And
yeah.
And no, I'm saying that if you are so tuned in, like you said, it's so familiar and you're absorbing it all and you seem to be okay with it and you understand, you know, being a longtime yogic practitioner, you understand the movement of energy and what that means to you, and then the next thing that's going to happen to you is going to be the exact thing that you need to do. So that might be your goal in the Mini Light Bud program or, you know, when you do your Navaratri practices, you can tune into the goddess, and that will guide you. So one of the things that I just wanted to share as a little bit of a cautionary note is that we can get really carried away into the practices and, just absorb ourselves so much in it that it can get, the energy can get out of control too. So just, you know, take, it's 2 weeks, and of course that's always great when you're beginning and then you might have a little dip in your energy. So just mm-hmm. be careful, because we can't vibrate at that high, high level for too long before it starts to, sort of calibrate within us, and with every high comes a low. So, you pay attention to your practice, put it in, make sure that you are getting the proper sleep, because you are almost doing a full workout every day. It sounds to me anyways. So, make sure that you take care of yourself and keep your feet on the ground, so to speak. You can't fly away yet.
right. No, I am actually very, very, very much about being embodied, but in a way, you know, that living as God, you know, conscious, living higher consciousness in the body, because we meant to experience enlightenment in the body, but at the
yes.
same time, I appreciate your and the meditation was beautiful. It was powerful. So thank you for that. And geez,
it's
for more.
Well, Olivia, you sound so great, and I'm so happy that you're sharing and so excited about being on the path. And please do, you know, pop in every now and then, or you can be, you know, listen regularly, because it's great to hear how someone who comes in, and like you said, you want to absorb everything, and let's see how you are as we go along, because it resonates with people over time. And it's so great that you have this long seasoned background, so to speak, where you understand Kundalini, you understand energy, you understand all these things, that it's important. As far as the eclipse to Alba goes, it's not necessary, but you know, you can start your practice or wait, but I would say why wait? Just go ahead and do it, and then the eclipse to Alba will do what it needs to do.
Hmm? Yeah, and I am just so grateful, beyond words, really.
Oh,
grateful to be
yeah.
where I am. Yeah,
it's great. Anything else, Olivia? So you're going to be going to India, right?
well, I I surrender to the divine, to the divine.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. And I let divine to guide me where mm-hmm. I need to be.
Yeah. Well, I hope that you get to see Dr. Pillai in person and mm-hmm. And maybe even India.
Yes. Thank you, Sushari, that beautiful meditation and everything. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you, Olivia. Take care.
You too.
Have a great week.
You too.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, who's this?
Cindy.
Cindy, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Cindy, are you from Japan?
No, I'm from Burma, Myanmar.
Burma, okay. So Myanmar, you're...
Yeah.
Because I was just going to say to you and the listeners here before you even share, because I wanted to make sure that I said this before people jump off, it looks like Dr. Pillai is going to be in Japan.
Oh, yeah. I got an email for that, you know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is that the first time he go to the Japan?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't really, I don't used to hear that he go to Japan, so so I'm surprised that he,
yeah. Yeah, so I can see if you go and you go to Pillai Center and you can click on, he's got a video there. So it's underneath, sorry, because I keep clicking on it and then it goes on to a video. Okay, it's Japan event. It's under events. It's under the next one is Muruga. The one above it is Muruga Empowerment and then Japan event. So you can click on the Japan event. And then find out more about that. If you are in that region, not just you, but anyone who's in that region and wants to go see him there, that would be fantastic. So go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, if Dr. Pillai and mention any of the, you know, the Buddha, you know, like, Compassion Buddha. Did you know about Compassion Buddha? In
Tell
Chinese,
me about that.
Huh?
Tell me about that, Cindy.
Yeah, it's, in Chinese they call it Guanyin.
Right, Guanyin.
Guanyin. Oh, okay. Did Dr. Pillai ever offer the you know, like meditation or whatever about Guanyin?
I'm not sure. I can't really remember. Is there a question in that?
Yeah. There's a you know like a meditation center that close to my home. You know. I recently joining just to get to know. You know, joining to that center is really really powerful. You know. Because a lot
Great.
Of people, today is her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to Kuan Yin.
Yeah. And we used to do the, you know, to offering light, you know, to the Buddha like that. That's what mm-hmm. Chinese culture is about, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that, you know, like in a meditation center, and I've been going like nearly a week, you know, just like four days like that. We had a, mm-hmm. you know, meditation. They train you how to meditate and stuff like that, you know. It's mm-hmm. very, very powerful. I feel like, you know, like my, whenever I close my eye, it's a lot of light, you know, a lot of light that I've been seeing right now, you know.
Great.
Yeah, so Dr. Pillai never offered that, you know, to chant or to meditate.
On Kuan Yin? No, I don't think so.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But you can, why not?
Yeah, so I recently joined that and, you know, like, yeah, I think everything is powerful, every goddess, right? Goddess, God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the Buddha, you know, that they mostly pray for Buddha and Guanyin.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Chinese culture is about, you know, like Buddha and Guan Yin is their main god that they used mm-hmm. to pray for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I just want to share that information, you know, like it's very powerful. They have it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. In Los Angeles, they have a lot of centers because in Los Angeles, they have a lot of Chinese people, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm actually Chinese, you know, but from Burma, Myanmar, mm-hmm. you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, thanks for sharing that, Cindy. And it's great because, as Dr. Pillai says, when you're meditating or you're praying, pray to anyone who resonates with you. So if it's Kuan Yin, if it's Buddha, if it's Jesus, if it's Mary, if it's Shiva, Parvati, Ganesha, it doesn't really matter. You know, what matters is that you have an experience with that archetype, and then that archetype guides you even further. So it's really beautiful that you're sharing. Thanks so much, Cindy.
Oh, you're welcome. Another question is like, you know, the light body, we are on mini light body, right? Is
yes.
gonna have a mini light body 3?
Yeah, I was just speaking to Paru, who is she's coordinating the program, that program, and she just asked me if I wanted to facilitate it. So I guess it's coming out soon.
Oh, okay. All right. I just wonder.
Oh, yeah. Keep checking your emails or check online on PillaiCenter.com, and then we'll also keep in touch with everyone here week to week on when that's going to be coming out. Thanks for reminding me about it. Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Chirita. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Have a wonderful week ahead.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. So I'm just seeing on here, too, there's under events the 6 days of Lord Muruga. So you had an experience today with the veil and then a couple of chants for Lord Muruga. So if that resonates with you, 6 days of Muruga initiations to awaken your inner spiritual warrior. I love it. And we'll be talking more about that. The sun is going to be transiting coming up. So again, it just happened. Oh, my goodness. So the sun is going to be moving from Virgo into Libra, and our Vedic astrologer, Radha, hopefully she will be giving us a transit report talk this coming week. Is there anyone there? Ah. So, and then we can find out what we can tap into, the energy that we can tap into, or the area of our life that we can tap into that the sun is energizing for the next 30 days. And I think according to IST, India Standard Time calendar, it is transiting on the 17th of October, which is a Friday here. The sun is entering into Libra, although that might be a different day in the U.S. calendar. So that's what lies ahead for the coming week. So get ready. So this is a waning moon cycle, meaning you can go in very easily and do your meditation. So there should be no reason why you wouldn't be drawn to do more meditation. So as we spoke about it today, all the different sharings, that meditation will become easier and easier, and not just easy to do as a routine or a practice. It's that you'll want to, you'll be thirsty for it, and that because it empowers your life. There's just one cautionary note, is to just not go too overboard, because then, as we all know, when you're operating at a high level of energy, you can have some setbacks, and then that can be a little bit discouraging or something like that. I've done it too. So we all do it along the way, and just as someone mentioned, I forget who it was, maybe Brenda, where she went away to the trip and was really high and then couldn't get into her, you know, meditation practices and, wanted to redecorate the house and things like that. So there is a little bit of a calibration time. Yeah.
Hi, Sutrita. It's Wayne.
Yeah.
Just a comment on that. That when I was doing TM, they gave us mantras that were just, you know, words that they weren't associated with any goddess or anything like that. And I never really knew what the effect of them was, because mostly we were, the technique was such that it led us into silence. The mantra was a sort of a tool to get into the silence, if done correctly. But then years later, and particularly now, and having discovered these other mantras that are related to goddesses and gods,
mm-hmm.
And then having gone back and done some of the TM mantras, I am having much more personal feeling with various mantras. My system seems to be able to feel, you know, what the mantra does. So what I realize now is that the TM mantras were grounding. They kept you from sort of being an airhead, because believe me, there was lots of them in the TM movement. And, you know, people were so hungry for this that they just kind of went a little bit overboard, and then they weren't as connected to real life, which we're still living in. So for people that feel that they are, you know, maybe have gone really high, which is wonderful. I'd love to be where Olivia is. in her consciousness,
so blissful, isn't she?
That's so great. But if you have to deal with the real world, and you want to come down a little bit, the Brzee mantra is great. Any of the mantras that energize the first, second, or third chakra do a great job of grounding, and also bring all the benefits of that chakra. So I thought I'd mention that for people that feel like they're getting their feet a little bit far out of reality, to the point that they're having a hard time dealing with the current world. Brzee, beside all the other benefits it brings, is a great grounding tool.
Great. Well, thanks so much for sharing that.
Okay.
Great.
Hi, this is Brenda again.
Hey, Brenda.
I don't know if this is entirely appropriate, but I did TM for many years and did advanced programs, and actually the sounds that they tell you are meaningless they're actually bija or seed mantras for the gods and goddesses. And my mantra was given incorrectly, and it manifested incorrectly, and I got straightened out by listening to Dr. Polite, what he had to say. If an ah is added in front of a bija mantra, it gives the opposite result. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. So I don't know if that's appropriate or not, but anyway, I'm glad I found Dr. Pillai, because he and everybody in your organization like is so sharing and will help us. It's something that is just wonderful, and I'm so happy it's available. Thank you.
Oh. Thank you so much, Brenda. So thanks to everyone who has shared about the different types of meditation. And I hope that the listeners are understanding that this is not a comparison, because certainly Dr. Pillai does not, he doesn't condone that kind of, behavior where this is better than that, or this was like this or that. So I hope it's not coming across to the listeners. I know that for the ones who are sharing, that's not their intention. But just to be, to just put it out there, is that when we are sharing, that we are not, definitely not trying to say one way is better than the other way. This is just an experiential forum where we can come together and sort of revel in what and celebrate what Dr. Pillai has shared with us, whether you're here for one day or many, many years, whether you've been on this different spiritual paths and then you're coming and getting more clarity with Dr. Pillai's teachings. It's just great to be able to celebrate all of that. So I just wanted to make sure that whoever is listening
either now or maybe the recording later, is that, you know, all paths lead to where you are right now, where we all are right now. And without our experiences, our own individual experiences, and then without the group experience together as we're going along and evolving over maybe decades for some of us, or maybe just since yesterday for others, we at some level, at the soul level, we're timeless. And we want to make sure that we're, you know, be very respectful for everyone's choice in what they've done and what they've learned over the years as far as being on the spiritual path. So, and then also respectful of everyone sharing in their own personal life too. You know, like I was saying to Brenda, she was very, it was nice to hear that the Nambu Naiki had revealed very specific things about her life. So just take it as that, everyone, and then God bless everyone for coming this far in this Kali Yuga where, you know, it can be so discouraging. And here we are, and we're going to just keep encouraging and keep elevating our consciousness, mention things and let it go. And then we will try to stay focused on what it is that we're here to do with Dr. Pillai, which is to, you know, continue to see what he's bringing out. My God, every week there's something new. And I'm so thrilled that people have shared and had experiences with seeing him in person and then at different events and the locations that he picks. Again, as he says, when he goes on to an event, especially for a more intensive seminar, it is the goddess who chooses the place, because over the years I've only been to beautiful, beautiful places with Dr. Pillai, where that's where it is. It's so divine. And then it's so inspiring, even if you live in a apartment or a place that you've been living in a while, maybe you might want to move, or you just want to make it better. You want to clean it up and give it a facelift. And so thanks for everybody who shared about that. Let's do the things in our daily life that will bring more of that intelligence, bring more of that goddess energy, that caring energy, and then we'll see how it all unfolds as we go along. So last call. It's been a long call. Maybe we're just making up for it because we had just cut the couple of weeks short. Is there anyone who wants to share anything further? Okay. All right, everyone. God bless everyone. Goddess bless everyone. Please have a look at PillaiCenter.com. Find out. You can click on events, and then you can find out what the latest and greatest is going on, and then programs as well. Timeline Jumping is a fabulous program. Mini Light Body Program is a fabulous program to get started, get your practice going. And then, of course, you can always join us every week, and we're happy to keep it going for you. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Again.
Yes, okay, love you, love you, love you.
Love you.
It's so nourishing. Thank you.
Sarah, sharing and showering with love and gratitude.
Oh, I was crying too when you were doing the meditation. You're so much full of love. It just pours through every cell, and it just touches my heart. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, God bless. God bless. Take care.
Have a great
bye-bye.
Week.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.